牧师来大家分享神的话语。
Thank you, Alicia.
谢谢 Alicia 姐妹。
Lots of things happening in the Kingdom Kids space.
在主日学那边有很多的事情在发生。
I feel like joining Kingdom Kids.
牧师现在要想变成小孩的，要加入。
You know, I grew up in the church.
我长在教会长大。
I was known as one of the naughtiest kids in the children's church.
我被人家认为是一个最顽皮的小孩在那个主日学里面。
So if your children are very naughty,
如果那些小孩是非常的顽皮的话
，Don't worry,
不要担心。
Bring them to Kingdom Kids,
把他们带到主日学里面。
Who knows, one day they may be a pastor.
谁知道有一天他们会成为牧师
？So let's give a big round of applause to all the mothers in our midst.
那我们热烈的掌声，特别是给那些母亲们。
You guys are so special. We love you so much.
你们是非常特别的，我们真的很爱你。
And may the Lord your God bless you and be with you.
愿主我们的神祝福你，并且跟你同在。
May the anointing of God be upon all the mothers here.
愿神的恩膏在我们所有的母亲的身上。
May the Lord give you strength and peace and joy.
愿神给你力量、平安跟喜乐。
And most importantly, patience.
最重要的是给你忍耐。
As you raise up your children to be godly men and women of God.
当你栽培你的孩子成为虔诚的、属于神的女人或者男人。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
在主耶稣基督名里面祷告。
Everyone say.
大家说。
Amen.
Amen.
So make sure all the mothers are spoiled today, all right?
要确实的知道你的母亲们，今天所有的母亲们都被得到恩宠。
Praise the Lord. God is good. So right now we are in a sermon series on 2 Samuel.
我们现在在讲到了系列，在撒母耳记第二的下的讲道系列当中。
Now I must say up front that today's sermon is not exactly your Mother's Day sermon.
我们必须说今天的这个讲题呢，并不是母亲节特别的讲题。
One of the topics is a bit heavy.
有一个这个。讲题呢是一个比较沉重的讲题。
But I promise you, it will come out very strong.
但我会应许你，当你出来的时候，就变成非常的强壮。
Because as you spend time in the Word of God,
因为当你把时间花在神的话语当中的时候
，God will always build you up.
上帝总是使你强壮起来。
So before we start,
在我们开始之前
，We're going to pray again.
我们再次的祷告。
Let's bow your heads.
让我们低下头来。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your precious word.
主耶稣基督，感谢你，你的珍贵的话语。
We thank you that your word is alive.
我们谢谢你的话语是活的。
We thank you that your word is truth.
我们谢谢你的话语是真理。
And that your truth will set your people free.
你的真理会使你的子民得到自由。
So I pray for everyone here today.
所以我为今天在这里的每位人祷告。
That you open up our spiritual eyes.
请你打开我们他们属灵的眼睛。
Help us, O Lord God, not to be distracted by the things of this world.
帮助我们不被这个世界上其他的事物所干扰。
But for the next 30 or 40 minutes or so, we shall focus on you and your word.
但是在接下来的30到45分钟时间，我们只是重心在你的身上。
Holy Spirit, you are our teacher.
圣灵啊，你是我们的老师。
So teach us your word.
去教导你的话语。
We need you more than ever before.
我们真的很确实的希望你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
在主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
这是 Amen.
So in 2 Samuel chapter 6,
所以在撒母耳记下的第六章
it is a time whereby David just became king.
那就是大卫刚刚成为王的时候。
And we learned that David was a shepherd boy.
我们知道大卫是一个牧羊的小孩子。
It was a long journey before he became a king.
对大卫来说，他是走过一个很长的旅程，他成为王。
And then finally, at the age of 30, he became the king of Israel.
他最后在他30岁的时候，他成为了以色列的王。
So here's my question for you.
现在我们有个问题问你。
What was David's first spiritual act after he became king and conquered Jerusalem?
当大卫成为王，他攻占了耶路撒冷以后，他所做的第一个事情是什么
？What matters most to David after he became a king？
什么事情对大卫来说，他成为王后是最重要的呢
？Now understand this. This is during the time. This is a national turning point for David.
你大家需要知道，这个时间是个整个国家转型的时间，对大卫来说。
It is also the most important period in David's life.
在大卫的生命当中，也是个非常重要的时间。
What do you think he would do?
你会想大卫会做些什么
？I wonder in your life when you achieve something that is most important.
我在想，当你在你的生命当中，当你达到一个最重要很大的目标的时候
，What will be the first thing you do?
你会做第一件事情会做些什么
Now, as a pastor, very often I marry people.
但经常的牧师经常的去给为大家举行婚帮助人家结婚。
举行婚礼。
举行婚礼。你因为要登记大家吗、
And then often we will design the marriage ceremony.
我们经常要设计一个结婚的婚礼仪式。
Very often, I will ask the couple after you exchange your vow, you did the kissy kissy. What is the first thing you want to do?
我们经常会问这对夫妻，当你们交换了誓言、交换了戒指以后，你要做的第一件事情是什么
？What do you think is the first thing the couple should do?
一个
结婚的后母，
已经互相亲吻过之后，你要。第一件要做的事情是什么
？Daniel say kiss more.
Daniel 说，那你说多亲吻，多亲几次。
So what is the first thing that King David would do?
所以我们看这个大卫王，他第一件事情做的是什么
？We read in 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 5. You see this celebration.
我们看到撒母耳记下第六章的第五节，我们看到这个很大的。
It says, and David and all the house of Israel were celebrating before the Lord with songs and lyres and harps and tambourines and castanets. No idea what is that and cymbals.
我们看到大卫和以色列的全家在耶和华面前用松木制造的各样的乐器和琴瑟、鼓、钹、锣、坐落跳舞。
Do you know what they are celebrating?
你知道他们在那边庆祝什么吗？
It's because David's first spiritual act is to bring the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem.
因为大卫他第一件做的事情，他属灵上做的第一件事情，就是把约柜带回到耶路撒冷。
Because for David, worship comes before kingship.
对大卫来说，敬拜。是远远在他的完全之前的。
So they were celebrating.
所以他在那边庆祝。
They were rejoicing.
他们在喜乐。
Now you need to understand this.
我们需要知道。
Now some of you are asking, what is the Ark of the Covenant?
大家在想约柜是什么东西
？Now the Ark of the Covenant is a very symbol of the presence of God.
那约柜的最简单的，它代表的是神的同在。
It is most holy and most sacred.
它是非常的圣洁的一个事物，来代表神的同在。
For David, when he were to bring back the Ark of the Covenant, it means to say that now the presence of God is the center of Israel's life and is in the capital of Israel.
所以当大卫把这个约柜迎接回耶路撒冷的时候，他的意思是说，现在神是。我们敬拜的中心是整个王国的中心，所以必须在耶路撒冷这首都，神的同在。
David has experienced God before.
大卫在之前已经经历了神。
Experienced God as a shepherd boy.
当他大卫还是牧羊牧童的时候，他就已经经历了神。
He has experienced God at the mountain tops.
他在高山的顶峰，他经历了神。
Certainly at the valley lows, he's experienced God.
甚至在低谷当中的时候，他也经历了神的同在。
So the very first spiritual act, he said, "I'm going to mobilize 30,000 strong men to bring back the Ark of God."
所以他第一件事情要做的时候，他要动员三万的士兵们把这个约柜迎接回耶路撒冷。
So today I'm going to talk about how do we welcome or invite the presence of God into our lives and into our homes.
所以我们今天要谈怎样的邀请欢迎神的同在进入到我们的家庭，进入到我们的生命当中。
Because where the presence of God is, there is a blessing of God.
因为当神的同在的时候，神的祝福就在那里。
So can you imagine the huge celebration happening right now in Israel with David leading his people?
所以在当时那个情景，我们可以想象这巨大的欢乐的庆祝的场面在耶路撒冷上举行。
But this is when things turn bad for David.
但是在这一个时间，一个事情不好的事情发生了，对大卫来说是说不好的事情发生了。
So I'm going to touch on this heavy point in verse 6.
所以在这里的我们要点到这点，在第六节的时候点到这个重观众的一点。
So they were carrying the ark.
所以他们就把约柜带回来。
And in verse 6 it says that when they came to the threshing floor of the corn, Uzzah put out his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen had stumbled. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God struck him down there because of his error, and he died there beside the ark of God.
So in this, in the sixth chapter, 在第六节的时候，到了拿肯的禾场，因为牛池形体，乌撒就伸手扶住神的约柜，神耶和华向乌撒发怒，因这错误击杀他，他就死在神的约柜旁。
Not exactly a Mother's Day message.
啊，这不是母亲节的信息啊。
But there's something very beautiful out from here, which I will explain later.
但是有一个很好的信息，从这里面很沉重的信息当中，我们可以看出一些事情。
Now I was telling you about the Ark of the Covenant.
我们现在给大家分享到是讲到的这个约柜。
The question then is, why then did God struck Uzzah?
那问题是神为什么击杀了乌撒？
Was it because God is a really petty God?
是因为神是非常
小气
小气的神。
Was he God a very narrow-minded God?
是神的思想是非常狭义的思想的神。
Is he God is very easily angered?
是神是非常的容易发怒的神呢？
No, it's not.
不是这样的。
Here we see God is a holy God.
我们在这里看到的神是圣洁的神。
The most high God.
是至高的神。
You see, the people of Israel, especially the priests, they have been instructed by God not to touch the Ark of the Covenant.
你知道，在以色列当中，在旧约里面，特别的告诉那些祭司说，你们的手不要碰到约柜。
There are at least two things that went wrong during this time of them bringing the Ark back to Jerusalem.
在这个把约柜迎回到耶路撒冷的过程当中，有两个事情至少做错了。
First thing, they put the Ark of the Covenant on the cart.
第一件事情，他们把这个约柜放在了牛车上面。
This is the Philistines' way of carrying things, but it's not God's way.
这是腓力士人，当时的腓力士人他运送东西的方式，但并不是上帝运送约柜的方式。
God specifically instructed them, as you can see from this picture, they are actually poles across the Ark of the Covenant.
上帝特别的告诉以色列人，他们应该怎样的？你看前后这里有个抬杆，应该是抬在肩上的。
And that's right. And they are meant to carry by the Levites, the priests.
他们应该并不是其他人可以随便抬这个约柜的，只有利末人祭司才可以抬这个约柜。
So they weren't following God's instruction.
所以当这些当大卫做这些事情的时候，他没有按照上帝的要求去做。
And more than that, they were specifically instructed by God not to touch the Ark of the Covenant because it represents the very presence of God, which is most holy and most sacred.
但更重要的是，上帝一直的告诫他们说，他们不能够碰触约柜，因为这个约柜是代表上帝的同在，上帝特别圣洁的地方，他们不能够碰触的。
And because Uzzah touched,
但是因为乌撒碰触了这个约柜，
it represents that sinful people can never approach a holy God on our own terms.
这就特别的告诉我们说，我们作为有罪的人，不能够按照我们自己的方式去接近圣洁的神。
And more than that, the Ark of the Covenant was actually at Uzzah's house at one time. He should have known not to touch the Ark of the Covenant.
更重要的是，这个约柜呢，有一次以前有曾经放在这个乌撒的家里，他更应该知道这个约柜是不能够用手去碰触的。
So we explain the why.
所以跟大家分享了为什么。
Everyone is very serious now.
在这个非常重要的事情了。现在
，The presence of God, God is a holy God.
圣地的同在，神是圣洁的神。
Everyone say holy.
大家说圣洁。
We are to approach God with reverence and not with presumption.
我们要带着敬畏的心来到神的面前，并不是随随便便就到他面前。
Just as God struck Uzzah,
就像神击杀了乌撒。
But do you know who else got struck?
你知道神击杀的是谁吗？
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
他击杀了我们的主耶稣基督。
God struck Christ so that we will not be struck by God.
神击打了耶稣，所以我们不被神所击打。
From this story, it points to our Lord Jesus Christ.
从这个故事当中，它预表了我们的主耶稣基督。
And that Jesus took our place.
因为耶稣替代了我们的位置。
Because before a holy God, no man can stand before a holy God.
因为在圣洁的神的上帝的面前，没有一个人可以站立在住。
It's a bit like, I'm not sure whether you have watched a movie or you have been to a place that is this high voltage fence that says "Do not touch." High voltage.
我们不知道大家有没有看见过电影，或者你在路上有时候会站到一个地方，那个牌子上写的“高压，不要碰触
”，“Do not touch”，
不要接触。
But Uzzah touched.
但是乌撒碰到了。
Darkness and light do not mix.
黑暗跟光明是没办法接触在一起的。
But God, out of His love for us, He wants to draw us to Him. He then sent His only Son to make a way for us.
但是神因为他爱我们，所以他差遣的唯一的独子来到我们之间。
So Christ was struck on behalf of us.
所以耶稣。代替我们被击打。
Hence we read in Isaiah 53 verse 5, it says that but Christ was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed.
所以在以赛亚书的53章第5节那边说，那知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
And that is the good news of Jesus.
这就是耶稣的好消息。
Because Christ was struck down, we can now approach God with confidence.
这就是福音，因着基督被击打。
Christ is struck so that we do not need to be struck by God.
因着基督被击打，我们可以坦然无惧地来到神面前，所以我们不被击打。
And that Christ died so that we may live.
所以因为耶稣死了，所以我们可以活下来。
And how then does it apply to us?
但这对我们今天的生活有什么重要呢？
Now, the story goes like this.
那故事接下去是这样的。
When that happened, David was very shocked.
当这个事情发生的时候，大卫受到的惊吓。
David was angry.
大卫就非常的生气。
Now the Bible didn't record why he was angry.
那圣经里面没有记录下来大卫为什么生气。
But perhaps we can make two assumptions why he was angry.
但我们可以想象一下他为什么会生气。
First thing is that he was in a big celebration mode. He just mobilized 30,000 men. He thought it was a great day. And when this strategy happened, he was thinking,Lord, what are you doing?
所以第首先的话，他刚刚动员了三万多的士兵在一起很大的庆祝典礼当中，当这个突然悲剧发生的时候，他在想：神啊，你在做什么
？Or maybe there's another assumption that we can make.
或者我们可以想象另外一个，他假设一个想象。
David as a king, he felt that he has lost face.
大卫他是个国王，他就想他很丢面子啊。
For the very first act, it seems that God did not approve.
好像他第一件做的事情，好像上帝没有答应他要这样做。
So out of fear,
所以出于害怕
，he then put the ark of the covenant into this house by the name of Obed-Edom's house.
出于惧怕，他就把这个约柜呢放在俄别以东的家里。
He left it there for 3 months.
他把这个约柜放在那块有三个月的时间。
And the Bible says, because the presence of God is in this household, the household is blessed.
但圣经里面说，因为神的同在在这个家中，所以这个家里得到了门户，得到福气。
Do you know when the presence of God is in your house, you will be blessed?
你知道吧？当神的同在在你家中的时候，你们肯定是得蒙福的。
And mothers, do you know that you can usher and host the presence of God in your house?
母亲们，你们知道吗？你可以迎接欢迎神的同在在你的家中。
Now, how do you do that?
你怎么做呢？
You teach your children about God.
你教导你孩子关于神的事情。
You spend time with them in prayer.
你让他们知道有时间来祷告。
You teach them to revere God.
你教导他们敬畏神。
Suddenly, all the mom feel very stressed.
有时候这时候母亲就说：“哇，真的很焦虑。”
This is an encouragement.
这是对你的鼓励。
You see, as you enjoy and know the presence of God.
当你去享受。去知道神的同在的时候
As you learn to revere and respect God,
当你知道学会去敬畏神的时候
You want that for your children.
你就看到你的孩子得到祝福
The best education for your children is not to send them to a Christian school.
最好的对你孩子最好的教育并不是把他们送到基督教的学校
The best education is not to send them to the best university.
最好的教育并不是把他们靠到最好的大学当中。
The best education starts from home.
最好的教育是从家里开始。
Where you instruct them and teach them who is God.
我们要教导，要带领他们知道，让他们知道神是谁。
Who are they in God?
他们在神的里面是什么样的地位
？And then from them you build their identity in Christ.
从那个地方开始让他们在他们的生命当中建立他们的身份地位在主耶稣基督里面
The biggest crisis for us facing the world today is a crisis of identity
那最大的危机在我们这个世界上就是不知道自己的身份地位
We no longer know who we are
我们不知道 不再知道我们是谁
We no longer know what's our purpose
我们不再知道我们的生命的目的是什么
But that is theGreat responsibility and the great privilege of mothers and fathers, if I may add.
所以在这里面是就最大的责任是对母亲来说，当然也有父亲的份，是最大的责任。
So let me ask you this question.
所以那我问你这个问题。
If you are King David,
如果你是大卫王的话
，After 3 months,
三个月以后
，You heard that the Ark of the Covenant was in Obed-Edom's house.
你听到了这个。约柜在俄巴以东的家里
And they were hugely blessed
他们得到很大的祝福
What would you do?
你要做什么
What would you do?
你要做什么你怎么做如果你是大卫王听到
Answer me, what would you do?
我回答一下你要做什么呢
Bring the ark back again
把他们的约柜再次的带回到耶路撒冷
First attempt fail
第一次的试验已经失败了。
Second attempt, let's try again.
我们再次的再去试试看，把约柜迎接回耶路撒冷。
But we must do it God's way.
让我们现在要按照神的方式去做。
So here we read in 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 12. And now King David was told, the Lord has blessed the household of Obed-Edom and everything he has.Because of the ark of God. So David went to bring up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing.
有人告诉大卫王说耶和华因为约柜赐福给俄别以东的家和一切属他的大卫就去方方喜喜地将神的约柜从俄别以东家中抬到大卫的城里
And this time round, he did it the right way.
所以这一次呢，大卫做了按正确的方式去做了。
And then, as the ark moved to Jerusalem,
就当这个约柜抬到耶路撒冷的路上
，The Bible records that David was wearing a linen ephod, meaning to say he wasn't wearing his king's robe.
所以圣经里面说大卫穿着细麻布的衣服的这意思就是说大卫并不是穿着他国王的衣服
And here we see David was dancing
我们在这里看到大卫在耶和华面前跳舞
With all his might
用他的尽力的在那边跳舞
Have you ever danced with all your might?
你们有没有试过用尽你的全身的力气在那边跳舞
Some of you in church look so spiritual
有些人在教会都看起来很属灵
I ask whether you dance, everyone just keep quiet.
我问你，你曾经跳舞吗？大家都是很安静的。
Here we see David dance with all his might.
我们要看到这里，大卫用尽力在那边跳舞。
I don't know how it looked like for David.
我不知道大卫看起来像什么。
I don't know how it looked like if you dance with all your might.
我不知道如果你尽力的跳舞的话，看起来是像什么样子。
Maybe I do not want to know.
可能我不想知道。
But here we see David so touched by the presence of God. He was so excited by the presence of God. He forgot about himself. He forgot that he's a king. He put on the linen ephod, meaning it's a priestly garment, and he just danced with all his might.
那我们在这里看到，我们这里看到这个大卫呢，受到圣灵的感动，真的非常感动，所以他穿上了以后，在神的面前尽力的跳舞，他真的非常的高兴，把内心对上帝的赞美跟敬拜完全的表达出来，忘记了他是谁。
Have you had the experience before that you totally forgot about yourself and you just dance and sing?
你们有没有经历过你完全的忘记了自己是谁，就尽力的在那边跳舞着乐呢？
Oh, some of you are smiling.
有些人在那边跳了，有些人在那边笑，可能想着你去。
It triggers some memory.
你可能一些记忆回起来了。
Some of you like to sing in the shower, you know?
有些人在沐浴的时候就在那边大声的欢唱。
Why?
为什么？
Because no one is watching you.
因为没有人看见你。
You just do that.
你就自然的在那边。
So when David did that, he's saying, the focus is not about me. God is the focus.
所以当大卫这样尽力跳的时候，他说他的焦点并不是我，而是神。
I don't care what people think about me.
我不管其他人怎么看我。
I don't care if you were to judge me.
我不管别人怎样的判断我是神。
Oh, as a king, you're not very dignified king.
Oh, 你作为王，你怎么这样的不顾体面的在那边乱跳呢？
What is wrong with you, David?
大卫，你的头脑有问题吗？
He's a really good translator. Let's encourage you to give him a round of applause.
感谢上帝。
And David is also saying, I come not as a king before the Lord, but before the holy God, I am only but a servant.
当大卫说，在神的面前，我不是君王，我只是一个仆人。
I am like a child.
我只是一个小孩。
When my children were very young in their toddler's age,
当我的小孩很小的时候，可能刚刚学会走路的时候。
That's why we love children, because they are so innocent.
这就是我们知道小孩他们真是很天真的。
You know when children when they are happy, they will just let you know they are happy.
你知道当小孩子高兴的时候，他们就真的表现出来非常的高兴。
Oh, they will just sing, they will run around.
他就在那边唱，他就在那边到处的跑。
Do you know that is the kind of relationship God wants to have with us?
你知道吗？那就是那样的关系，神跟你之间要有这样的关系，
很亲近的。No obstacles.
在神跟你之间没有矛盾，没有隔阻的。
And that is only made possible because of what Christ has done.
那只有因为耶稣所做的一切，这才成为可能。
So we welcome Lord Jesus. We welcome the presence of God by being joyful in His presence.
所以我们欢迎神的同在，在他面前喜乐。
You know, Jesus endured the cross with joy, so that we might rejoice in Him forever. Amen.
你知道，因为耶稣因着那摆在他前面的上的喜乐忍受十字架，所以我们可以在他面前欢喜快乐。
So come to the Lord.
所以来到主的面前。
Bring everything you have to the Lord.
把你所有的一切都带到主的面前。
Surrender to the Lord.
把它奉献给神。
And rejoice in the Lord.
然后就在神里面欢喜快乐。
And here's.A little application for all of us.
所以这里有一点点的应用对我们所有的人来说。
Do not and never let the fear of others or the rejection of others stop you from fully worshiping God.
你不要让因为害怕其他人的看法，害怕其他人的对你的想法也畏惧，就阻拦住你诚心的去敬拜上帝。
Just worship God.
只是敬拜神。
Now, of course, there's also another extreme.
当然了，有另外一个极端
，is that our worship becomes like a performance.
那我们的敬拜就成为一个表演了。
Outwardly, we look very passionate.
外表看起来我们很热情，很热情。
We are dancing.
我们在那边跳舞。
We are singing.
我们在唱。
But inside, we are far from God.
但是我们的内心跟神是离得很远。
And that is not what God wants.
那这并不是神要的。
God wants us to love Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength.
神要我们爱他，我们尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的爱他。
And out from that love,
那从的内心的那边爱出来
，we serve him，
我们侍奉他
，we give to him，
我们把我们的生命奉献给他
，we worship him，
我们敬拜他。
Isn't that beautiful？
这是非常美妙的事情，是吗
？Would you like that？
你希望这样子吗
？Wouldn't you want that？
你要这样子吗
？God wants that。
上帝要这样。
So today he's inviting you to do that.
所以今天他邀请你这样做。
So David was dancing away.
所以大卫在那边忘了自己在那边跳舞。
He had a huge celebration.
他一个非常很大的庆祝。
They had a big feast.
他们很大的盛宴。
And the Bible recorded that he then divided all the good things and sent people home.
所以圣经里面记载的，所以他就分给每个人分了很多东西，让他们回家。
And David then wants to go home and bless his household because he was so happy, right? So excited.
所以大卫现在他要回家去祝福他的家庭，因为他非常的兴奋，非常的高兴。
Guess what happened?
你知道他发生了什么事情吗？
2 Samuel 6:16, as the ark of the Lord was entering the city of David, Michal, daughter of Saul, watched from a window.And when she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, she despised him in her heart.
耶和华的约柜进了大卫城的时候，扫罗的女儿米迦从窗户里观看，见大卫王在耶和华面前踊跃跳舞，心里就看轻视了他。
It is true, when you truly worship and serve God, people might have an opinion about you.
这个是真实的，当你全心的尽力的去侍奉神的时候，其他人可能会轻看你。
People might be thinking, what, why are you so holy? Why are you so serious with God suddenly?
其他人可能会想，为什么你这么的圣洁？为什么对上帝这么的虔诚？突然的对上帝这么虔诚呢？
So why Michal despised David?
那为什么米迦会轻视大卫呢？
There are a couple of reasons.
有一些原因的。
Again, it's a face problem, image problem.
最重要是一个面子的问题，形象的问题。
So we read in verse 20, it says that when David returned home to bless his household, Michal, daughter of Saul, came out to meet him and said, "How the king of Israel has distinguished himself today, going around half naked, in full view of the slave girls of his servant as any vulgar fellow would."
所以大卫回家要给眷属祝福，扫罗的女儿米迦出来迎接他说，以色列王今日在城仆的婢女眼前露体，如同一个清贱人无耻露体一样，有好大的荣耀啊。
Sarcasm， 讽刺，
讽刺，什么意思？
It's as ifShe's praising David, but really she's being sarcastic.
好像是他在那边赞扬大卫，但实际上是在讽刺他。
Basically, she's trying to say you are a king.
基本上，他事实上他是想说你是王。
Behave like one.
你要做的像王的样子。
You are a father. Behave like one.
你是父亲，你要像父亲的样子。
When you come to church, behave like one.
我们来到教会，你要像来教会的样子。
Walk like a robot. Behave. You gotta behave.
像机器人一样工作，做事情。
When it's time to stand to worship, you stand.
当你叫你站起来敬拜的时候，你就站起来。
When it's time to sing, you just move your mouth.
当你唱歌敬拜的时候，你就一点点张一点点嘴巴。
When it's time to lift up your hands, not too high, not too low, but just in the middle.
当你要举手的时候，你就不要。举得太高也不要放太低，就一点点在中间就行。
Is that the kind of worship God wants?
这是上帝要的这种敬拜吗？
Michal despised David.
米迦轻视大卫。
Out of face.
我们的脸皮。
I wonder sometimes in our culture, what is the thing that is stopping us from worshiping Jesus?
我在想，我们的作为我们的风俗习惯，是什么事情阻挡我们尽心尽意的去敬拜神？
What is stopping us from giving fully unto the Lord?
是什么阻止我们完全的献给神呢？
Now perhaps she was also spiritually disconnected. In fact, she's the only character in the chapter not rejoicing in God's presence, and there is no indication whatsoever that she valued the ark or God's return to the center of Israel's life.
可能是她的生命当中，她这整个疆界里面只有一个人她没有放落的，所以可能她生命当中属灵的生命跟神一个没那么亲近，断绝了，所以她就没那么属灵的生命，就没那么的喜乐的。
She was looking from the window.
她是从窗户上看下去。
She wasn't at the dance floor.
她并不是在跳舞的场地。
Are you at the window or at the dance floor with the Lord?
你是在现场当中，还是在窗户里面看呢？
The Lord wants you to be on the dance floor with Him.
神要你在现场跟他一起跳舞。
The application for us in this part of the Bible is that you don't have to prove your worth through appearance, because Christ has already secured your acceptance.
对我们的应用来说，就是你不需要靠外表来证明自己的价值，因为基督已经为你赢得了完成的接纳。
You don't have to ask, "Am I good enough?"
你不要问我，我足够好吗？
You don't have to ask, "Do I measure up?"
你不要问自己，我真的遇到神的要求了吗？
Because Christ has paid it all.
因为基督已经为你付上了一切的代价。
The Bible says that those who are in Christ,
圣经里面说，所有在基督里面的人，
you are precious and that you are valued.
你是非常有价值的，非常珍贵的。
Christ, the sinless one, has paid the price for you.
耶稣这个无罪的人替你付上了代价。
And that your identity is now secured in Christ.
所以你现在的身份是在基督里面是非常的安全的。
Your identity is not defined by your Instagram profile.
你的身份，你的地位并不是因为你的Instagram 这个那你定位你的地位。
And for those that are in professional, your identity is not determined by your LinkedIn profile.
所以对那些专业人来说，你的身份地位并不是因为你的
LinkedIn. It doesn't matter.
就是因为身份地位并不是外人的评价才决定你的身份地位。
Your identity is this.
你的地位身份是这样子的。
Child of God.
你的身份是神的儿子，孩子。
In fact, turn to the one next to you and say, "Child of God."
对他说，神的儿女。
Then you are a child of God.
你是神的儿女。
And that is enough.
那这就足够了。
It is more than enough.
这远远的足够了。
Now here's my question for you.
这是个问题给大家的。
The ark entered the city.
呀，约柜入了城。
But has Christ entered your life?
但是基督是否进入了你的生命呢？
The ark is now the center of the city.
那现在约柜是在首都这城的中心。
Is Christ the center of your life?
那基督是你生命的中心吗？
In closing, I want to tell you this story.
在结束的时候要告诉大家这个故事。
Some of you might have heard this story.
有些人可能听到这个故事。
How many of you heard of John Wesley?
有多少人听过约翰卫斯理？
Now John Wesley, he's the founder of the Wesley movement.
约翰卫斯理他是卫斯理运动的奠基人。
He started this powerful revival movement in England.
他在英国开始这种很巨大的复兴。
Every theology student will read about John Wesley.
所有的神学生都读过约翰卫斯理。
Because he has such an impact and influence over Christianity.
他对基督教的影响是非常的重大的。
But how many of you know the name of his mother?
但你谁知道约翰卫斯理的母亲名字叫什么吗？
Okay, so we have Pastor Randall. put up his hand?
我们现在能的牧师举手说他知道。
I know Alicia. Who else knows?
我知道 Alicia
也知道。The mother of John Wesley.
你是
Brian, you know?
Brian 知道姚信的牧师。
Ivan, stop pointing at Brian, Ivan.
不要互相指来指去，到底是谁知道？
The mother of John Wesley is Susanna Wesley.
约翰卫斯的母亲的名字叫苏珊娜卫斯利。
Do you know how many children she has?
你知道她有多少个孩子吗
？Okay, all mother listen carefully. Okay.
那所有的母亲注意听，她有多少孩子
？19 children.
十九个孩子。
20 minus one.
二十减掉一。
So every time you want to complain about your children, think about Susanna Wesley.
所以每次你要怪抱怨你的孩子多的时候，你想一想苏珊娜卫斯利。
They live in poverty.
他们生活在贫困当中。
They have nothing much.
他们没有什么。
Actually, John Wesley has a brother by the name of Charles Wesley, which is also a phenomenal Christian. He wrote a lot of hymns, including "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
你知道，约翰·威斯利还有一个弟弟，名叫查尔斯·威斯利，他写了很多的诗歌，特别是我们现在还在唱的圣诞节诗歌《Hark the Angels Sing》是什么？中文啊，记不记得
？It's fine. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. That's okay.
就是 fine. Hello, Angel, Angel Sing. 上线来的，是我记不起来中文名叫什么。
So imagine she has 19 children.
你想一想，她有十九个孩子。
There's no such thing as private space.
但是没有一个隐私私密的地方。
没有一个个人的空间。
哦，对的，我一下想着。
Personal space. So every time she wants to spend time with God, she wants to bring usher in the presence of God into the house. You know what she would do?
所以每次她要想独立的欢迎神的同在到她房子当中的时候，你知道她怎么做吗？
Now during that time, the English time, they have this thing called the apron. 他们一个围裙。
谁知道？
Yeah. Yeah. And in order for her to pray, she would cover herself with her apron.
所以他为了要在那边安静祷告，他就把围裙拿起来盖在头上。
Then all the 19 children will know, Mama is spending time with God. Don't disturb her.
所以现在所有的孩子知道，哦，母亲现在跟神在一起在祷告了，不要再吵。
Some of the mother are thinking of buying the apron now, you know.
有些母亲在想，小孩可能送他就送一个围裙给他嘛。
Mother's Day gift.
母亲节的礼物。
Apron from 18th century.
围裙从十八世纪来的围裙。
Okay, let's not get distracted.
是不要最尴尬。
So she will put on the apron.
所以她要把围裙盖在头上。
And she will pray.
她就在那边祷告。
She will worship.
她在里面敬拜。
Do you know there is power in prayer?
你知道祷告是非常有能力的吗
？Where the presence of God is, the household will be blessed.
那当神的同在在当中的时候，所有的焦虑都是不重要的。
They continue to live in poverty.
他们活在贫困当中。
But out of this household,
但是在那个贫困的家庭当中
，John Wesley is raised.
约翰·卫斯利成长的。
Charles Wesley is raised.
查尔斯·卫斯利也在那边成长起来。
And people, generations of generations of people are blessed.
这一个世代一个世代的人得到祝福。
So we come to a close.
所以我们现在来到个总结。
Would you invite Christ into your life? Number one.
第一点，你要邀请耶稣到你的生命当中吗
？And number two, would you make Christ the center of your life?
第二点，你要把耶稣基督作为你生命的中心吗
？For the next 3 minutes, you can do that.
接下来三分钟，你可以这样做。
You can come before the Lord and say, Lord, I truly want to make you the center of my life.
你可以来到主的面前说，主啊，我确实的需要你在我们的生命当中成为我生命的中心。
I can't do it, but Christ, you can help me.
我没办法，但是耶稣啊，你可以帮助我。
We come to a time of communion.
我们来到守圣餐的时间。
The communion.It's a time whereby we spend time with God to honor Him. So for those who do not know the meaning of communion or do not know Christ as a Lord and personal Savior, please refrain from taking the communion.
所以 圣餐是代表着我们跟耶稣基督的之间的关系，跟他有这种关系。所以如果你还没有接受耶稣做你生命的救主，如果你还没知道神的话，你就不要用这个饼跟这个杯。
And for those of you that do not have a communion cup, can you put up your hands and ashes on two aisles?
所以那些
give it to you, put your hand up.
所以那些还没饼跟杯的话，你举手的话，我们这个同工就会给你。
First, let's take out the bread.
首先我们拿饼。
Christ's body was broken for us so that we can be made whole.
耶稣的身体为我们破碎，所以我们可以成为完整。
There must be no electricity.
那可能是停电的。
Okay, thank you.
感谢主。
I want you to take this minute or two or so to come before the Lord and say, Lord, would you search my heart?
我要大家用一两分钟的时间来到主面前说，主啊，请你检查我的内心。
Let's come before the Lord in reverence.
那我们带着敬畏的心来到主的面前。
Forgive our sins, O God.
赦免我的罪啊，神啊。
Cleanse me, O Lord God.
主啊，请你洁净我。
So that we may stand righteous and holy before you, Lord.
使我们可以成为圣洁，站在你的面前。
We thank you for your broken body, Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你为我们破碎的身体。
And because you are broken for us.
因为你为我们破碎，
We are now made whole in you.
我们现在在你里面得以完全。
Because you died for us, we now may live in you.
因为你为我们而死，所以我们现在可以在你里面而活。
So fill us with the life of Christ.
所以请你的生命，耶稣的生命充满我们。
Let's partake this bread together.
那我们一起用这个饼。
The Bible says the blood of Christ was shed for us.
圣经里面说耶稣的血为我们而流。
We talk about rejoicing before the Lord.
我们谈到在神面前欢喜快乐。
And the only reason why we can rejoice before the Lord is because of what Christ has done on the cross.
那唯一的原因我们可以在神面前欢喜快乐的是因为耶稣为我们而死。
So as we partake this cup together,
所以当我们一起用这个杯的时候，
We shall do it in a joyful manner.
所以我们用一个带着喜乐的心来一起用这个杯。
Because we are now saved.
因为现在我们已经得到拯救。
We have a future.
我们有将来。
We have a hope.
我们有希望。
We no longer has to ask a physical ark to our home, but we now have the presence of Christ in our hearts.
我们不需要一个物质上的约柜在我们家里，但是我们因为现在有耶稣基督的同在在我们生命里面。
So shall we drink the cup together?
所以我们一起用这个杯。
Now let us all stand.
那我们一起站起来。
We're going to close with a worship song.
当我们在结束的歌曲的时候，
I want to invite you that during this time for you to continue to give your life and surrender your life to Jesus.
我可以邀请大家在这段敬拜时间还可以继续把你的生命奉献给神，奉献给耶稣。
Make Christ your life's priority.
把基督成为你生命的首要的最优先的事项。
Because he loves you.
因为他爱你。
He loves you deeply.
他非常非常的爱你。
Let's worship the Lord.
那我们敬拜神。
And I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you in all my soul. Rejoice. Take joy.